Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized I saw my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it now, I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman.
You did that. You waited till Jake turned it on, no. And then you did that.
No. Oh, my God. No. I would never do that. Janice, we need to do a show, dude. Anyway, I'm so sorry for Janice's manners. Welcome to the show. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed for you. I almost want to re-record the opening, but it's like I don't want for, you know, I don't want to, like, waste our time because we need to get going. And also, I feel like people should know the truth about you, that you are gassy, clearly. And anyway, welcome to the show. We are excited, huh?
Yeah.
Right? We're excited today.
Well, I'm glad you came in looking. A couple of weeks ago, you came in very glam. I'm glad to see you came today just as you, just as Jillian.
I look like a homeless person.
No. No,
I do.
I think you look just fine.
You know why people that spend a tremendous amount of time on camera look like homeless people when they're not on camera is because every friggin' day you get up and they slather your face with, they paint your face with goop so thick that it's like if an insect landed on your face, it wouldn't be able to fly off. And they burn the crap out of your hair every day. And they put you in shoes that make you feel like your feet are going to shatter or snap in half. Or, like, if you take a deep breath, your ribs are going to break. And so, honestly, on the days when you don't have to do that, I mean, you just get out of bed in your pajamas and you go.
And you just stay in them all
and
day.
And this is why we look like this. I'm telling you. It's like, you would think that I was a homeless person.
No,
really? No, I'm telling you. And I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not. I've been traumatized. I've been beaten into looking like a transient. Really? I've got the torn sweats and a torn t-shirt and a baseball hat on. With yesterday's eye makeup running because it's like, it's unbelievable. No matter how much I try, I cannot get the black crap off of my eyeballs. I swear to you, it's unbelievable. So I just leave it there.
Do you go to discotheques at all? Like, do you go out dancing at night or anything? Or do you just, are
discotheques? Stay alive.
Like a dancing.
Do you go out anymore?
You don't go out.
Oh, my God, I'm not 100 for crying out loud.
No, I know you're not 100, but you don't go out like...
You know what my business partner says to me? He's like, whenever you see celebrities in those gossip magazines and they're out, it means they're not working.
Oh, that's funny.
But it's the truth. So when I was on hiatus from Biggest Loser, I was like, photographed at the Red O and photographed at Truesdale. And now I'm like, I'll never go out again. I eat every meal at home.
Isn't that interesting?
You just can't. I mean, I don't even understand it. It's like I see those people out there all the time and I'm like, I got to get up at 5:30 in the morning. I have 3 shows to do tomorrow. Who does this? You know, one of my friends is super fabulous and, she works for fun. I talk about her sometimes. Her name's Jeanette Jenkins. She's a great trainer, but she doesn't work for the money. Let's put it that way. She does fine on her. She's already got enough money. She's fine. She works because she likes to work. So I get these calls and she's like, hey, girl, I'm going to dinner with Tricky and his wife, Maida. And then we're going to Kelly's party and she's doing a thing at the blah, blah, blah. It's going to be so much fun. I'm like, stop it. Stop. Stop, dude. I get up tomorrow at 5 and I work for 12 hours and I'm going to do that for the next 8 days in a row. Until I have a half day where I might sleep more than 5 hours. And she's like, oh, sorry, bitch. Click. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Sorry, bitch.
Yeah, she's like featured on youngblackandfabulous.com all the time, my buddy. But, I mean, yeah, it's just...
Very revealing, though, that when there are all those pictures...
No, I'm telling you. Yeah, it's like, if you're out... I mean, sometimes they catch me. I hate that stuff, though, especially for the adoption. I've been instructed, like, stay away from anywhere with photographers. Just don't. They're like, don't draw attention to yourself. Make sure that you really don't get photographed as much as possible. Because that stuff's all crock anyway.
Yeah.
Like, they don't... Are you kidding me? You think they just find Kim Kardashian in the world? No! She gets all made up, and then they call them, and then they follow her around. It's like what she does for work. And that makes perfect sense. I get it. God bless. That's what she does. That is her business, being...
Seen.
Seen. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good for her, but that's not my business. So for me, I don't make my money getting pictures of myself shopping or, you know, doing whatever. I obviously, you know, I do a different thing. I run a wellness brand. So how did I get on this topic? And do I go out? Anyway, the point of the paparazzi is that they, you know where they're going
to
be. You know the restaurants they go to. So you don't go there. And you don't call them. You don't go where they go. You don't get in their area. Occasionally, I run into them, like, if you go to a concert. I went to see Adele recently. And, of course, like, everybody in town's going to go see Adele because she's huge. So they were there. And you know, occasionally they're outside of Nobu. I go to Nobu a lot cause it's close to my house and sometimes they get me there, but you know, generally, unless if you're photographed a lot, you're not working.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
You ain't working.
That makes sense.
Cause I be working and I don't got no time for that. Okay.
Okay.
I'm important. Oh my gosh. Again, I have to tell you must go see The Help. It's like the best. There's a line in it where, I don't know if I told you this, right? The beautiful line, the one of the, this is going to be.
The little girl.
That's my line to our listeners now. You is beautiful, you is smart, and you is important.
Important.
Yeah, that's going to be my line to you guys now. Every time I end the show, you is beautiful, you is smart, and you is important. Yeah.
I like it.
Anyway, I did have a segment planned.
Yeah, I know. I've been interrupted with a discotheque. Okay.
All right. So, again, I've been going like head to head with these doctors lately. Oh, my God. I'm so tired. And, you know, they feel like I'm being a little extreme with my viewpoints on health. And, okay, so I really want to focus on giving you guys more simple takeaway. That's things that are easy for you to do that are not all or nothing. So I thought we might do like a simple swap segment. What do you think about that? Sure. Huh? Yeah. No?
No, I don't quite understand what a simple swap is.
All right, I'll explain. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
So this is very men's health. For example, sugary drinks and sodas out, flavored water in.
Oh, that. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So now you can do this with sparkling water or you can do this with regular water. It's really simple, but like you can make your own spa water. Put cucumbers and oranges in it. Mm. Tastes great. Take sparkling water. I like to go to Trader Joe's and get like the cranberry pomegranate, all natural. Right. It's natural. It's not, it doesn't have like high fructose corn syrup or coloring or any of that. It's just natural juice, all pure juice. And I put a couple tablespoons, like 2 tablespoons of the juice into a thing of sparkling water and with maybe a lime in there. And it tastes like a little cooler kind of a situation. And I get the antioxidants from the cranberry and the pomegranate and a little vitamin C, but it's got maybe 30 calories in it and no chemicals. Huh? So, flavored water in, yay, sugary drinks out. And that also means juice. Like, you gotta, I go to households sometimes, I go through pantries and they've got like huge containers of orange juice and apple juice and they're like, oh, it's juice. I'm like, what does that even mean? It's got just as much sugar as a soda. And not only that, in many different cases, it's got HFC and food coloring, like it's a cocktail. Look at it. It'll say cranberry cocktail. So make sure that you read the label of what you're getting. Just because it says juice doesn't necessarily mean that it's from the fruit, as scary and sad as that might be. So also take your actual fruits from the house and mash it up and put it in your water or add natural juices. So out sugary drinks in flavored water. You following me? You following me on this segment?
Yeah, I'm going
to. Okay.
Roll down.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
In, olive oil, oils, natural oils, out solid fats. So, where most of us, in particular kids, are getting our sources of solid fats are baked goods. Kids in particular, baked goods. And all you have to do is swap out like margarine or butter with olive oil. And they did taste tests with kids, and they noticed no difference. The brownies in my cookbook are made with olive oil.
I'm not going to put olive oil on my toast.
You don't need butter on your toast.
Oh, yes, I do. Hello? Who eats toast? Dry toast.
I put, like, reduced fat organic cream cheese on my toast. Hmm. Which is a hard fat, actually, so maybe I've... But it's...
Wait
a second.
Yeah.
Cut.
Time out.
On the host day. Stop El Segmento. Wait a minute. No. Sometimes, though, I I'll make those hemp waffles, those Nature's Path waffles that I'm obsessed with. I don't put butter on them. I use fruit. I put berries on them. Sometimes peaches, bananas. I don't need butter. Or, like, with toast, I'll put, like, a fruit spread. An organic fruit spread or my cream cheese, which is only like 30 calories a tablespoon. I guarantee you butter is significantly more. And there's going to be protein in my little organic cream cheese versus your butter. But no, I'm telling you, in the Master Your Metabolism cookbook, we substituted all of that for olive oil on JM.com. The nutritionist and the chef do the same thing for me. I go through the foods with them and I say, okay, you know, you can also use applesauce as well instead of butter for baked goods. Dude, it's so good. You can't knock it until you've tried it. The brownies in my cookbook are awesome. I live on them. They're so tasty. Yeah.
All right.
Seriously. Really. Even, you know what you can do? Well, I don't know about toast, for example, but even if you're dipping like a whole grain roll, you've seen the balsamic and the olive oil.
Yeah, that's
you don't
good.
Need butter. Switch, even at dinner when you're having, you're having a piece of bread, dip it in olive oil with balsamic instead of butter.
Yeah.
Switch for goodness sake. Switch the solid fats with it. Don't argue with me.
No, it's just a hard one to let go of.
Okay, a light, very light smear of butter on your toast in the morning and then switch everything else out.
Yeah, okay, all right.
And make sure it's organic butter. Otherwise, it's going to have all the hormones and all of that. Okay. See, that's the other thing with the olive oil. There's no hormones and antibiotics in olive oil. There is in butter.
Okay.
Huh? You see the difference? This is why. Then you don't have to go organic. Well,
start
pesticides.
Start the show with denial. All right.
Well, try to bring yourself around here, dude.
I am.
Trying to get something done.
Yeah, I know.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here for you.
Next one. Swap an hour of indoor exercise for an hour of outdoor exercise.
Oh, yeah, that I understand.
And presuming, of course, that the weather is suitable. But the idea is that being outdoors, of course, stimulates your senses. Aromatherapy, being in nature, it improves your mood. It increases your attention. They say the kids that play outdoors versus playing inside, have better attention in class. They get outside and they have PE. They do better. They can focus better. It engages their minds better. It triggers their imagination and their creativity. Kids in particular, but also adults. And being outside, you're going to get more sun, which is linked to vitamin D. So stronger bones. And supposedly, believe it or not, better vitamin D is linked to helping reduce asthma symptoms and diabetes. Type 2.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of kids aren't getting enough sun. A little natural. Not crazy sun in the middle of the day, obviously. But get outside, swap an hour. Indoor for outdoor. Huh?
Yeah, no, I believe that for sure.
It's not hard. All right, next one. Swap your air fresheners for houseplants.
Really?
Yes. Yes, because indoor air can get really polluted, obviously. Because we talked about this before, bringing in the stuff with the dust.
All the
harmful chemicals come in on the dust. And, you know, you can put the air filter in and all of that. But also if you've got pet odors or kids running around that are little grimy little buggers or whatever it might be, and you think you're going to plug in an air freshener, it's just chemicals. So you end up breathing in these toxic chemicals. But houseplants clean the air.
No, that makes sense.
And there's more oxygen in the air. They filter the toxins out of the air. It's fresher. It cleans the smell, the whole thing. It can remove up to 90% of the toxins from a room, houseplants.
See, I did not know that.
And now you do. Mm-hmm. How's that for a good simple swap?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, here's my next one. Swap grass-fed beef. Well, you want to swap out. Let me be clear. Swap out conventional beef for grass-fed beef. Now, I got to admit, this is more expensive. However, the money that you're going to save on healthcare costs is going to be dramatic in the long run, because grass-fed cattle are raised on pasture without the use of synthetic hormones, toxic pesticides, genetic modification, cloning, antibiotics. Plus, grass-fed beef has up to 4 times more healthy fat, healthy omega-3, because remember, they're eating grass. Not corn and antibiotics. So they've got all that healthy omega-3. So it's much healthier for you. And again, like I said, it costs a little bit more, but it's going to save you a ton down the road in healthcare costs. And you don't need to be eating a ton of meat. Meat is about moderation. Really, even when you look at like religious texts, because again, I've worked with everyone from Mormons to Catholics, and they always will tell me about some quote or directive, if that's the right word, from their religious text,
right,
that will say, eat meat in moderation. Judaism, everything. It's fascinating to me. So here's the bottom line. You don't take more than you need. And I promise you, you don't need meat more than once a week. You really don't. And if you wanted to have, when I say meat, I'm talking about beef right now. And if you want, I really would say no more than 2 times a week. Whereas a lot of people will eat crappy beef 5-6 times a week. Lunch, dinner,
the gross pan in the stores. Oh, it's gross.
Yeah, no, you don't want to be. Not only that, those feedlots are destroying our environment, and they're totally. I mean, it's like Auschwitz for cows. It's the worst thing ever. So we don't need to get into that. I don't need to bum your flow today. That's not my plan. Switch out the beef.
Yep.
Yeah. Big difference. Okay. Next one.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Baby food. Switch out homemade baby food. Okay, for white rice baby cereal, or you can go with brown rice cereal as an easy substitution, or like a mashed up banana. But that white rice baby cereal literally turns to like glucose in their mouth instantly before it even hits their stomach. It's total crap. What you feed your kids, even when they're in the womb, this is super fascinating. I was talking to a pediatrician the other day, and he was telling me that what you feed their kids, even when they're in your tummy, can help them develop a taste for fruits and vegetables. And it can do more for their immune system and their overall health than what you feed them after they're born. You really help build up their immunity and their strength if you eat well when you're pregnant. And then after the baby is born, what you feed them as a baby, it takes them, as they say, 6 to 10 times to develop a taste for something. But when they develop a taste for something as a baby, it influences their taste buds as kids. So if you start a baby on, like, you know, mashed sweet potatoes and honestly, I have friends that, like, home make their baby food with, like, the little spinach purees and this and that. But if you get your kids on that instead of the soy formulas and the white rice baby cereals and all that crap, not only is it better for them, but it allows you to have an easier time when you're trying to feed them healthier foods, fruits and vegetables, as adults. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, the next simple swap. We're sort of heading into fall here. It's cold season. Mm-hmm. Swap honey for cough medicine. Huh?
Wait a minute. Shouldn't that be the other way around?
No. Honey is a very powerful antimicrobial food. No, it coats your throat, but
I thought you meant the other way around. I thought you meant take out the honey.
No, shoot, you're right. Swap the cough medicine for the honey. I'm sorry. Swap cough medicine for honey. Honey actually in researchers have shown that honey has actually outperformed DM cough medicine in every category, from reducing the number and severity of coughs to improving sleep for kids and parents. And they say the most effective honey appears to be darker varieties of raw honey, because of course when it's raw, it's got all the antimicrobial and this and that and the other. Honey, you know that in old Egyptian times they put honey on cuts and things because it's antimicrobial. You notice that bacteria never grows in honey.
Huh? I didn't.
Yeah,
know that.
No, it never goes bad. You ever look at honey and see mold in it? Never.
No,
totally antibacterial, antimicrobial. It's also significantly cheaper. Do you know that parents spend billions of dollars on over-the-counter cough remedies? Seriously.
Hey, and you get hooked on that stuff, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's addictive. So, out with the cough medicine, in with the raw, dark honey.
Oh, God, okay.
All right. Yep. Next one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of simple, kind of obvious. In with whole grains, out with refined grains.
Yeah,
so
we know that one.
I know.
We know that one.
But you really got to make an effort, and it needs to say whole grain.
Okay.
Whole grain. So, you know, just because it says like wheat bread or this or that does not mean that it's a whole grain. And again, when it's whole grain, it's going to have some protein, it's going to have fiber, it's going to have omega-3s, it's going to have a mixture of vitamins and minerals and other micronutrients, because the reality is that refined grains, all the nutrients have been stripped away. When you see enriched, that's a bad sign. It means it was so crappy they had to throw cheap vitamins back into it to even be able to put it on the shelf. So it has no fiber, no nutrients that are absorbable into your body. Garbage. And then I thought we might cap this segment with a little extension on that, a little sidebar. Battle of the starches. Huh? So, you know, because a lot of people ask me, I get these questions on like Twitter and Facebook and my website about which carb is better than another. So I thought I might elaborate just a little bit.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's see if you, how good you do at this. What's better, brown rice or wild rice?
Wild.
You're right. Wild rice is lower in calories and carbohydrates and fat and sodium. Plus it has more protein, vitamin E and folate.
Okay, next one. I'm ready.
Okay, you ready? I don't think you're going to get this.
Okay.
White potato versus sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
Nope. It's a toss-up because sweet potatoes have more beta carotene, but white potatoes have more essential minerals like potassium.
Okay.
So little one, little of the other.
I like the potatoes.
Go halvesies.
Okay.
Well, yeah. But don't put a bunch of butter on there, Janice.
No.
It's not toast. Okay. Quinoa versus couscous.
Quinoa.
Yeah. Couscous is a pasta. Quinoa is a grain. And it's a great source of protein and fiber, vitamins, and minerals. Mm-hmm. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Egg noodles versus wheat noodles.
Wheat noodles.
Nope.
Seriously.
Egg noodles actually has more protein, which releases the glycemic, or lowers the glycemic index of the wheat. Yeah.
Only one wrong so far.
Did you get only one wrong?
Yep.
Well, you weren't totally right about the potato one.
But I was close.
No, you're sort of like a 2.5.
Would you just loosen the bone, Wilma, okay?
I'm just saying that you did not get that one right.
Well, okay, what's the next? Is there another one?
No, I'm done.
Oh. You're so hard on me. You won't even give me I got the only one wrong.
I'm finished. No, you did not get only one wrong. You did not get one right. The answer was both.
All right. We need to take a break. I'm going to look this over, make sure you didn't jam me on these.
Go on Google? I'm telling you right now. I'm trying to jam you. What are you talking about?
I explained it. In an effort to make me wrong, you might have given the listeners wrong information.
I would never compromise my integrity. After all, I am a rich, famous person with a reputation to uphold. So we established that from last week's show.
Yeah, we need to take a little breather.
Oh.
Yeah. We need to take some calls.
Oh, all right.
We are back, and Michelle is waiting very patiently for you.
Oh, fabulous. Michelle, what's going on?
Hi. I have a question for you. I'm a runner, and I'm running at night, pretty late at night. I'm not getting back from my runs until like 9:30 at night. And I come back in, and I try and get in a snack within the hour after I work out.
Okay.
About 150 calories, my evening snack. But about half an hour or 45 minutes later, my stomach goes crazy grumbling, like so loud. My husband laughs at me all the time.
Right. Okay. Okay.
So what do you do?
All right. So you work out at night and it makes you hungry at night. And it, was there something about keeping you up, though? What did I think?
Yeah, well, it just rumbles. So much.
Oh, so that's what's keeping you. Okay, I thought for some reason, because I know you guys call in and Janice gives me a little synopsis. For some reason, I thought that you were, like, wired as well.
Not so bad. I go to bed really late, so not so much that.
Okay, so it's just you're hungry. All right, tell me again what time you're eating dinner.
I usually eat dinner between 5:30 and 6.
Oh, and then you go to bed really late?
Really late, like 12:30.
Well, honey, no wonder you're starving. It's like 6.5 hours later. No right. wonder. Okay. And you're eating at like, I'm sorry, you're running at 8 or 9?
Yeah, 8 or 9 at night I head out.
Why can't we just flip those? Can't you run and then eat?
Well, I live in Southern California. It's like 100 degrees outside. So I wait until like the sun starts going down so it's not so hot. And then my kids are in bed. So I can head out without the kiddos missing out on their
see.
Mom. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Squeeze it in when you can. You
all
know?
Right. No. I hear you. You brought up the kids, and I sort of lost a leg to stand on. All right. That's okay. So, how late can you push dinner?
I could maybe not eat with the kids. Eat separately.
It's just, sweetie, here's the thing. We have a couple of options here. You cannot go 6.5 hours without eating. Of course, you're starving. So we can either work in a low-calorie snack before bed that doesn't have a ton of carbs in it and that is, you know, that has a lot of fiber, so you're feeling more full but lower calories, nutrient-dense kind of a thing. Or we can switch things around so you're having a little snack at that 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock time, like a banana or something. Then you go run and then you have dinner and then a few hours later you're going to bed.
Okay.
You know,
maybe that's where I'm going wrong because when I get back from my run, I'm doing like a Greek yogurt with sometimes granola, but not too much, and fresh fruit.
So yeah, but that's at like 8, right? At 8-ish?
No, it's like 8:39 o'clock.
8:39. Yeah, but then 12:30, you're going to bed, which is still about 4 hours later. So no wonder you're hungry again. I mean, in a perfect world, I would swap your snack to the 5 and 6 o'clock time, and I would have your dinner at the 8:30, 9 o'clock time. That gives your body plenty of time for that glucose to go out of your body, so it's not impairing any human growth hormone that you might release in those early hours of sleep.
Okay.
But at the same time, you're eating a bigger meal, so it's going to tide you over for a longer period of time. So I would try to swap that. I would try to swap the snack to before the run and dinner to after the run.
Okay.
If you can, if that really screws up your life and you're like, no, I want a family dinner.
Yeah, the family dinner.
I know,
I'm sorry,
Janice,
to interrupt,
but
that's important, the family, to eat with the family, because the kids don't eat with the parents. I'm going to interject here. Michelle's got a real problem here. Can't break up the Norman Rockwell picture.
Yeah, but I think the kids would think it's a little weird if mom's just eating a banana while they're eating their chicken.
Well, you might just eat a banana like mommy.
All right, Yeah. Then here's our only, I got to be honest with you. Okay, so here's the deal, dude. So then if that's the case, when you come home from that run, can you get a fiber supplement for me? Like, gosh, it's going to sound gross, but you can get like soluble, insoluble fiber, like a blend of soluble and insoluble from a Trader Joe's, a health food store, a Whole Foods. And what you can do is you can take the fiber supplement with your snack, because the fiber supplement's going to expand in your stomach. Make sure it's not like Metamucil with artificial color. Because like Metamucil plain is fine, even though it tastes gross. It doesn't have any nutrients in it because it's insoluble.
Okay.
But the one, that orange one they make, has artificial color and artificial flavor in it. So try to get yourself a really good high quality fiber that has like hemp fiber, pectin, you know, insoluble psyllium husks, like a good blend of both. And then if you can take that in conjunction with your evening snack, and you might need a little more food. Like the fiber will help keep you fuller for a longer period of time, but I might make it a protein shake, so you're getting a little more protein to sustain you. Maybe like some hemp protein or some whey protein with a little bit of almond butter, so you've got some fat in there as well to hold you over, because you don't have a weight problem, clearly. I'm not hearing that from you. You're just a fit person that's starving in the middle of the night. So I'm not worried about throwing a little bit of extra calories, maybe 200 calories in there.
I'm still trying to lose about 20 pounds.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Think of the children, Jillian.
No.
Think of the children.
I can't. I can't do that right now because she's doing it. Can you go to bed earlier? Why are you going to bed so late?
You know, it's hard when you've got little ones and they go to bed at 8 o'clock and then you go and you work out and you come home and you still have to take a shower and eat a little something and spend some time with my husband. And by that time, it's getting late. I mean, it's hard to squeeze everything into a day, you know?
I get it, but try to get your ass to bed around 11. You don't need to be going to bed at 12:30. You need more sleep anyway, I'm sure, as a mom. So I'm going to say try to get yourself to bed a little bit earlier. Okay. Throw a fiber supplement in because there's very little calories in that. Because fiber tends to not have calories, but soluble fiber will. So get yourself a fiber supplement that's all natural, all right? It will have very low calories, and it's going to expand in your body. It's going to make you more regular as long as you hydrate with it. Not that you need to be more regular, but it doesn't hurt.
Right.
It's good for your heart. It removes toxins from the body, all of that stuff. So it's not going to hurt you, and it's going to make you feel more full. And if you need to before bed, then here's what I would do. I would honestly like eat an entire friggin' salad. Make yourself a gigantic salad. Really, I'm not kidding. Make yourself a huge green salad and put balsamic vinegar on it. There's very few calories. It's nutrient dense, but it's low in calories and it's high in fiber. So it's going to at least fill your stomach up, because you're going 6 hours without eating. That's what's happening. So try the fiber supplement, and if that's not working, make a gigantic green salad about an hour before you go to bed.
Okay.
And put balsamic on it. So you get like, 100 calorie snack, but you can have spinach, celery, the whole radishes, whatever. I don't care. Put tons of greens in there, cucumbers, the whole thing, and that'll help you feel more full, and you'll get to sleep without the grumbling and all of that.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
I still like my original plan better.
Well, Michelle and I don't. We're not happy with the original idea. It may be good for a carefree single woman, but Michelle has commitments and a family and a husband, and we should be respectful of that. Right, Michelle?
That's right. Thank you, Janice.
Yeah.
Both of you suck. Just want to be clear. Sick of this. Who shows this anyway? I can't believe this. I guess thanks for calling, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, Lord.
I just can't believe you would have break up the I understand.
I'm trying to help her.
No, I know. But you have to admit the fact that she's having dinner with her children. That's
all right.
Huge. Now, I screwed up. Believe it or not.
Oh.
I screwed up.
Shocker.
Well, no, Joyce, I was supposed to call Joyce before a certain time, and we were in the middle of a segment, and I couldn't get to her, and now she's not there, but I promised her that we would answer her question.
Okay.
So are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Joyce wants to know, mm-hmm. and Joyce, I apologize for not getting to you.
Janice screwed up, Joyce.
I screwed up.
Not the first time.
Mm-hmm. Why, she wants to know why no one in the health industry ever addresses the issue of people with disabilities or people that sit in wheelchairs 24/7 that can't get out of the wheelchair to do exercises. Why doesn't someone let them know what kind of exercises are available while they're sitting in a wheelchair?
Oh, man, it's so complicated. We tried to tackle this as a company. My business partner and I, Giancarlo Chersich and myself, tried to tackle this, and we ran into so many walls. It's not something that we've given up on, but it is very complicated for several reasons. Number one, the liability is tremendous. Tremendous liability. So no one wants to touch it. It's like if something goes wrong, if... You know, not only that, the type of disability is so divergent. It's like, okay, are they quadriplegic? Are they paraplegic? What is the injury? What is the issue? Because depending upon the disability, it's going to dramatically change the program, right? So, it's like, what is the issue? What is the injury? And so to create a blanket workout for somebody in a wheelchair when you don't know what's injured, what happened, what their specific conditions are, where was it sustained, all of those things have a dramatic impact on how you would structure the workout. So it's like you can't just blanket create a workout. Now, if you tell one person to do something and somebody else who has a different injury or a different disability tries to do it, it's like they could get hurt and then you're getting sued again. So the liability issue is a problem. A blanket workout for people with differing disabilities, obviously, as I just explained, is a problem. And here's the other problem. Money. Nobody wants to charge somebody who's disabled for fitness advice. You cannot do it. So you get into a problem where you don't want to look like you're exploiting somebody with a disability. We would need to create a product and give it away. But producing the product, making the workout would have to all be donation-based. Now, I know that G has reached out to all of these different various organizations and experts and doctors, and because I'm not qualified to do, I would need to follow the advice of an expert, somebody who could design this program, and we would have to do different programs for different disabilities. But on top of that, the cost of making the workouts would be tremendous, because I'm thinking like DVDs. The cost of making that stuff, because if you go online, you can Google stuff like that and find it. So it's like, that's not the question. What people really are talking about is a DVD. I could go online and Google exercises for paraplegics and something would come up.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah. So, you know, this is what we're really talking about, is like making DVDs, making videos, putting out that kind of content. Well, that costs a lot of money to produce, and you need to produce a series of stuff, most likely for differing situations. And then you gotta make it and you gotta send it. So where are they gonna buy it? Where are you gonna get distribution for it? Okay, if you do it online, you still gotta ship it. You gotta produce the cost of the DVD. So you're looking at, even if you had it, getting it, shipping it to a retail location or shipping it to someone's house, that costs money. Producing the product, the actual cost of the DVD, costs money. Who's gonna pay for it? And it goes on forever. So you kind of get caught in this almost impossible situation where there's nothing but liability.
So what? But why is it assumed that it has to be given? Why is that an assumption that...
No one wants to be in a position of appearing to make money off of somebody with a disability.
Gotcha.
So for us, it's like, oh, look, she's exploiting people. You know, we don't want to touch it.
Right.
Because, we, you know, everybody's just looking for a way to go after me. And it's like, oh, you know, look what she's trying to make money. That's why whenever there's anything kid related or, you know, you do it all for free. If it's somebody's sick or it's cancer related or, you know, that is why I do so much time. Like, even when you look at the things that I donate, I'll donate money or I'll donate products or what have you. But I make sure that my charity work is also in large part my time. So I can't, because look at that. Look at Oprah, for example. When she was giving a lot of money, they were saying, oh, she's just doing it for tax write-offs.
Right.
Everything
right.
I do.
I heard people saying that. She's just doing it for
oh,
the
yeah.
tax.
Oh, yeah. So everything I do now, I look at it from every angle about not just me. Of course, my partner, my lawyers. We look at everything from how we're going to get torn to pieces. So now with my charity, it's like I go to Iraq and I do a USO tour. I go and I open the Stand Up to Cancer 5K race. I go to, you know, I donate sessions for, you know, whatever it might be, the orphanage in Africa. Or, you know, I give my time so nobody can come after me and say, oh, you don't really care about this. You were just doing it for the tax write-off. And are you kidding me? If I charged money for a fitness DVD, it'd be like, Michaels is just out to exploit. You cannot open yourself up. You cannot. And there are the lawsuits? Oh, my gosh.
So the woman in a wheelchair who wants to work out suffers because of the,
yes.
the system.
Oh,
the
without system. A doubt. Absolutely. You have no idea. It's the tip of the iceberg with limitations because of liabilities, because we live in such a litigious society, or yep. just because people are looking for a reason, looking for something to go after you. You know, I once said, I mean, let me give you an example. I on a Facebook post, like I almost have practically, if you notice, like I'm so careful with my Facebook now because it's nothing. My Facebook and Twitter, it's nothing but liability. So I spend most of my time on JillianMichaels.com now, because if I answer a question on Facebook on my little wall, if I tell somebody to do something and they get hurt, they'll sue me. And that's just you trying to be a good person.
Oh, well,
but on JillianMichaels.com, there's all sorts of disclaimers and this and that. And, you know, so I'm able to go on my little message boards and answer questions for people because it's moderated. It has a rules and regulations, all that stuff. There's risk and liability involved. Even just on Facebook one time I wrote, I'm so excited for the monkeys to be coming back because we were on break. I'm Biggest Loser and the contestants were coming back and I called them monkeys. And I was like, oh, the monkeys are coming back, you know. And oh my God, people went crazy. She called her contestants monkeys. She think they're less than human. And I was blown away. I didn't even address it, obviously. It was two years ago. But that's my point. Like, you can't do, I cannot do or say anything without it coming under fire, without it being scrutinized, without it being misinterpreted, without some a-hole journalist trying to build a name for themselves and start a story. So it's nothing but trouble. That's the problem. It's nothing but trouble. And let me tell you, when I say no good deed goes unpunished, I mean it. I'll give you another example. I'm in Chicago a couple years ago for Self Magazine, a little longer than that, maybe three, 4 years. It was before my first Self Magazine cover, so maybe three or 4 years ago. And I was doing an event called Workout in the Park. And people had paid, it was charity, I did it for free, it all went to cancer research. So I'm there and people had gotten up at 4 a.m. and they'd paid extra to come and meet me. And there's this huge line around the corner and this and that and the other. And this mother comes up to me and she says, I would do anything if my kids could meet you. You know, I couldn't wake them up early enough. We drove from far away and this and that. And I would, you know, please and this and blah. And so, of course, I get up out of the line, right? I'm like, I'm going to go meet these kids. And everyone's like, you can't do that. All these people paid. And, you know, what is that? What message is that sending? I'm like, oh, I'm doing it. They're kids. No one can tell me. Yada, yada, right? So I go up to the kids. Then there are some ladies from JillianMichaels.com there, and they're joking around with me, and they're like, oh, we all went out last night and we had a tequila shot in your honor. And I'm looking at this little, like, I don't know, she was like 7 or 9 or something. There was two of them, a little 7-year-old or something, like a 10-year-old. And the kids kind of looked like, you know, deers in headlights. They were just like overwhelmed by the situation, and the adults were being rambunctious. And I looked at the kids and I was like, you went out with these guys last night drinking tequila, were you? And the kids were like, no. And I was like, well, thank God. You know, like I'm joking around with them. The mom writes a letter to the editor-in-chief of Self Magazine and my business partner. And she demands an apology She wants me to fly back to Chicago for her daughter's birthday. She starts threatening that she'll go to the press because she has on her Nintendo DS recorded me talking to her children about tequila. Not kidding you. And this is why celebrities become a-holes. This is why they don't go out of their way anymore, because that's the person that traumatizes you. And that's what I mean when I tell you no good deed goes unpunished. So you stop reaching out, you stop going that extra mile because you pay for it. You donate a bunch of money to charity, you just did it for a tax write-off. You know, you step out of line and it's like it sets you up to be blackmailed. You do a DVD for people with disabilities and you're exploiting them. This is what I'm trying to tell you.
So what do we tell Joyce? What do we say?
Here's what we tell Joyce. We tell Joyce this. Joyce needs to get a prescription from her doctor or invest in a session with a physical therapist,
right,
who can assess her injuries. This is not the answer I'd like to give you, but it's the one that I have for now, who can assess her injuries and her issues and who can create a workout for her with their credentials.
Right.
Okay.
You're right.
That allow that person to do that. They have evaluated her and based on her issues, they can give her a personalized workout plan. They have the credentials, they have the access. There's a system in place where I'm sure there's a disclaimer. Although people sue healthcare practitioners all the time, from trainers to doctors to shrinks and all what have you. But that's what she needs to do, man.
But you're right.
I'm telling you.
Because
that's the answer to her question, though.
Right, is not.
Because we've looked into this. You have no idea how hard we've looked into it. And this is what we've come up with for now. And then the lawyer goes, don't touch it. That's what you come up with. Right. Then your lawyer goes, no, we don't. This is trouble for us. That's the answer. It's sad, but that's the society we live in. We live in an extremely litigious society.
But what you just said, Joyce can go to her physio.
Nope, there's the positive. Yeah. Yes, Joyce should seek a session out with a physical therapist. She should get a prescription from her doctor, and they can design a personalized program for her that would quite honestly be far safer than a generic DVD workout.
Right.
So now what?
Now we got to go.
All right, we got to go.
Yeah.
Peace.
We were both young when I first saw you. I closed my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on the balcony in summer air. I see the lights, see the party, the ball gowns. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did that you were Romeo, you were throwing pebbles, and my daddy said stay away from Juliet, and I was crying on the staircase, begging you please don't go, and I said, Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone, I'll be waiting, all there's left to do is run, you'll be the prince, and I'll be the princess, it's a love story.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.